tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey, what up, AfterBuzz? Your boy DJ Jesse Janity here in studio. Hey, for Real Housewives of Atlanta after show, we have Miss Corinne Williams. Turn your music up. They need an intro song. Miss Pink English.
Hey. Oh, all right, girl. Damn, bitch. Bitch. Made me feel like fucking Titanic Oceans over there.
Yeah, I know, talking about strip clubs.
Well, bitch, you hired. Yo, let me just tell y'all, Corinne came in like 2 weeks ago. This bitch's back was blown out, and this is why.
And she's going to the chiropractor tomorrow.
Crack. Todd was looking kind of crack-ish tonight. He didn't get his hair did. Looking, them grays coming in on them beard.
Horrible.
Let me catch my breath before I even start.
Well, girl, you wore that turtleneck. You looking like you looking like Phaedra.
Are you trying it right now?
Can I just say this about Miss Phaedra?
Get your life.
I love when they get the new one-on-ones and they have new outfits on. But Phaedra,
this outfit was a no-go.
This was not VH1 Divas Live Beyonce Dangerously in Love, girl. This is not the On the Run. This was On the Lost, girl. Like, right. Where did you get that chandelier around your neck?
I thought that was Prince Purple Rain.
It was totally Prince Purple Rain.
It looked like motherfucking Maya Angelou cage bird.
Don't do Maya.
Sit around her neck.
Don't do Maya.
The birdcage thing.
That looked like Martin.
Bitch, it couldn't sing because it was locked up in her damn fucking neck brace.
Wednesday Addams' mama.
But it was
if Mariah Carey broke her neck, she would wear a neck brace that looked like that. All right, let's talk about those. So Candy was on the set of Candy Coated Night and this is how sad we have gotten to the point of Candy is interviewing Todd. Like, the producers are like, sit Todd down and ask him some questions about your sex life.
Crazy.
Yeah, sips tea.
You know, and Todd came in, and I hate, you know, when men are like, like, scratching his stomach.
Like, this is not married with children.
Right,
like,
you're not all, you didn't have a hard week. You look like Yogi
you didn't
Bear,
have a hard
little
life.
Yogi Bear. Oh, yeah, try. At all. Like, your life has been pretty much awesome.
Well, I don't know what happened, you know, BC, before BK, before
right.
Kennedy.
Right.
But this BK. Is the thing. He strolls up into the candy factory.
Hello. Oop.
Catch that.
Oop. But wait.
You haven't seen your wife in, what, a day or two, maybe a week. And right. You're just like, oh, sup.
And she's like, give me a hug.
And he's like, he gives her, like, the homie hug, like, hey.
Right. But then when he sits down, he feels the need to introduce himself to the world because the camera's on him. Todd Burris, you know, or, I mean, right, Todd Burris.
Might as well.
Right, Todd Tucker, doing Super Bowl halftime shows. Negro, you're not
Jesse
doing...
Jesse Janity performing live at the MTV Awards this year. Like,
right.
You know
no,
what I mean?
Sir.
We all have dreams and aspirations, but the fuck you talking about?
Who are you?
The Super Bowl. Who are you going to perform? Like,
you're
you
doing R&B
talking
divas
about Candy
LA.
Don't look
he's
like Rihanna.
He's taking Hollywood divas
right.
on the road.
Who he threw so much shade to Candy about Rihanna.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next Super Bowl, Countess Vaughn.
Hollywood divas.
Paula J.
Parker. Countess Vaughn.
I wouldn't
Paula
even know
J.
what that.
Like what? What are, I don't know.
So Candy is tired. She asked when the last time Todd, you know.
When they had sex.
Basically.
But wait. forget, we forgot a point. Remember when Carmen was like, so you're back already? And Don Juan turned to her and was like giving her the eye, like, don't say it yet, you know? And then Don Juan was like, well, nobody wants to talk, give Todd no hug or something with that Cocker Spaniel hair. Like, thank you, Don Juan, I love you.
But she allows her friends to disrespect her husband. So
many times.
I'm just looking like, I watched How to Get Away with Murder the other day. You seen that scene where Cicely Tyson was...
Yes. Come on, you know your mama. Well, bitch, you know your mama used to do that.
My mama didn't do that.
Shut
up. Oh, you know, see this silk
you a white
honey.
Man.
Honey.
Talk about black mamas. Anyway, what was your point?
I'm just saying that Todd needs some Cicely Tyson.
Yes, he does.
Need some grease in his scalp.
Yes.
I need to hear some of that.
We needed some ginseng or something. You have not seen your wife. You guys are newly married, and then you want to stroll in like she's just
and the only
the
thing,
lady on the train.
The only she's thing you want to talk about is, are we good on the finances?
And she said, I'm okay.
Right.
I'm so glad she said that.
Right.
But why I'm not glad she said that is because it's fucked up. It's like this week now you want to be like, now it's all my money. But then last week or whenever week it was, you talking about he is your boss. Like, I no. can't. Yeah.
I mean, listen, these fools have a prenup. They were arguing about the prenup when they had their own little spinoff reality show. So.
True that. So she's tired of Todd the businessman. I'd be tired of that too, because bitch looking like Playmobil up here. Todd being a businessman is like fucking redressing your Lego.
And how immature, how
bitch,
immature.
Like, Barbie goes to work this week. Well, what outfit are you gonna wear?
Right.
Like, get your life. Like, you don't have a job. Your office is inside of a closet.
And how immature
inside
he wants
Kinko's
to be like
bathroom.
Wait, how immature does he want to be like, oh, I don't want to talk to you or have sex with you if you have on a bonnet?
Get rude, and that's
sorry, I don't want to have sex with you with your hair looking like damn fucking a crackhead.
And, like, I mean, this is, you're not 19, like, Todd. Like, you, that's a 19-year-old to be like, oh, don't wear your bonnet. It turns me off.
First of all, I don't want to have sex with you.
If you got a big old booty in your face, I'm sure you could disregard the bonnet, sir.
He said, not even the thirstiest of dudes would fuck a bitch
and
with a bonnet.
That's a lie.
Have you watched Love and Hip Hop?
Right. Do you see these doo-doo mamas out these days with their pop trunk in the back?
Pop trunk.
Did you see Cisco's baby mama?
Right! Do you see half of these Negroes' baby mamas? They all wear bonnets.
I wear a bonnet. I ain't nobody.
And
baby
I wear
mama.
A pink bonnet because I'm pink.
I don't have good plates.
Right. No. My hair's laid.
And Karimbi got laid down.
Right.
Okay, that's too much. Mom, don't listen to him. This is a Christian network.
Yeah. This is not. Right.
Well, the devil done been rebuked.
Right. You are delivered.
All right. My thing is this.
Take me home. I already know what you're going to say.
You sitting up here talking about, I ain't no Tyson Beckford. We know.
Clearly, we got eyes.
You ain't. Right. Tyson Beckford has coin.
Okay.
Tyson Beckford, well, I don't know about that, but I mean, you know
maybe
what I mean?
No
he
more.
Got more coin than Todd Tucker.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, but Tyson Beckford can buy his own Tims.
Mm-hmm.
So, sir, I don't want to have sex with you if I bought your Tims, if I bought your pants. If you're living in my house and you sitting up here and you can't even use my own money to get yourself a haircut, I don't want to fuck with you.
Maybe he should wear her bonnet.
Oh, shit.
Maybe he should wear her bonnet and see if she want to do him. Like, how dare you? Like, I haven't had sex with you because you've been wearing your bonnet.
Basically, loose
take the bonnet off,
loose
damn it.
Translation, what he's saying, I really don't like you.
Right.
Like, this
first
is
what
just
kind
an
of a man is that? Like, your bitch has a bonnet on. Pull that shit the fuck off and fuck her. Like,
but no
what
real
do you mean?
Dude is going to care about a bonnet.
No,
you know how
real
many
man.
People's getting it on
nope.
at 2 in the morning, mm-hmm. 1 in the morning, 9 at night with bonnets?
With
okay.
two bonnets on.
Right. You just
right.
Because
you got your scarf
yes.
and then the bonnet over
yes.
the scarf. Come on
yes,
now.
Lord.
Exactly.
Yes.
You grab the back of her neck, you push it down into the pillows, there ain't gonna be no bonnet no more. You just slamming some booty.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Amen.
Some people like it rough.
Sorry, I had a little sexual frustration. Moving on from that, because I'm just.
But hold on a minute.
So
how dare he try to compare her to Rihanna? Throw shade all in her face. Candy, you need to leave. While that prenup is still good, girl, just go.
They just need to be friends.
No, they don't need to be nothing.
She'll be like,
she already did what she needed to do for him. She put him on enough for us to sit here and talk about him. She got him on with Carlos King doing Hollywood Divas or whatever the show is. So, hey, you did your part, Candy.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Don't
and
get
here's
a
the
box.
Thing, yo.
Or
don't
he can
feel
produce
like
Candy
be,
Coat at night. Like,
no, you don't need
don't
to produce
need to
nothing.
Do nothing.
Yeah.
What successful thing has he produced?
A Mother's Love.
Oh, yeah.
Failed.
I forgot. Let me know. Why am I even giving... Who am I?
I don't know.
I don't know how you forgot that. The motherfucker you wearing Mother's Love
you,
T-shirt.
I'm sorry.
On to the next.
On to the next, Miss Phaedra.
Faye.
So Phaedra's in the penthouse.
You need to stop.
All right. It's going to be an interesting one. So Phaedra's in the penthouse because she's scared for her safety.
Yeah, she should be.
Because Apollo showed up with a damn motherfucking drill talking about, come here, I need to talk to you.
He punched a hole in the wall.
Bitch, please. You know how many of my exes punch holes into the wall?
Okay, well, y'all punch one into their face. Right. Well, she's a woman. She is a Southern Belle.
Well, she said they can get the 347.
375.
37, whatever the fuck it was. I don't even know what the fuck. She's talking about a gun?
350, yes.
Yeah.
350. I think that sounds right. 357.
Whatever. Phaedra, okay. You ain't got no gun. You ain't gonna shoot nobody. She ain't gonna shoot nobody. Phaedra is not shooting no one.
She might. She was about to hit Kenny upside her head.
You know she wasn't.
Well deserved.
Well, she needs to worry about a gun. She needs to worry about getting her assistant some edges. Once again, this is another week, girl. You got no edges on the side. I don't understand. Where did it go?
Your edges coming up. Cause that hair it's gonna cost. And Portia ain't giving any away for free.
Hey, Go naked hair.
Apollo checked into the facility. We got some little like screenshot of him.
And what was he saying? Okay, on to
about to go down under.
And we're not talking about Australia.
I'm so mad at you. But Phaedra's considering putting Aiden in therapy.
That's a good look.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a hard transition. Right. You know, for a parent to leave their house. I'm a product of divorce. Therapy works.
How did it work for you?
My mom didn't look at her now.
Look at her now. You know what? Actually, let's put Aiden in right now.
Right. Let's get it. ASAP. No, I think that's smart.
Okay.
You know, he has to adjust, and she said that he was moody and angry, and, you know,
but
the look goes on.
Only Phaedra is honest, because she has a really hard time with being honest. We saw last the flashback of her all dishonesties that, Cynthia pointed out, and she's just really not an honest person. So we don't really know the truth. I don't think she's fully dishonest.
I think she selects what she wants these bitches to know because she is a lawyer. She's an attorney.
But not only for them.
She is the attorney.
I just feel like she's not an honest person in general.
In that group. I think she is, and I agree with Jesse. She is just giving us what she feels like she wants to give. Mm-hmm. And that's that. And on to the next. I'm not mad at her. I would do the same thing.
Well, what I was mad at was...
That's
the Canadas coming to town. First of all, the fact that Canada is somebody's
Pastor
last
Thaddeus.
Name.
Shouts out to Pastor Thaddeus.
So Thaddeus Canada and Shonda Canada show up, and I thought, like, that we were watching American Horror Story for a second.
So did I.
This bitch shows up with...
What was that on her head?
Don't Jewish people wear that?
Yeah, she did have a yarmulke on.
So she came up in there with damn Storm's white ass hair. No shade. I'm not so rude to me. Like,
no,
but
they
was just looking scary. Now my thing is this, Phaedra. Like, you sitting up here talking about getting therapy for your son because his dad went to jail, but you got your kids walking around these people like shakalaka, like Paranormal Activity,
right?
And then have you seen the movie, the fucking table moves and shit? Like,
I
that would give
scary
me.
Movies.
I don't either, but it was very scary to watch. And then for him to turn to the camera and say, "Fix it, Jesus." It was like he was selling her slogan, so it just cut off the whole like okay, if you call him Jesus in here and rebuking Satan and all these spirits, then you want to turn to the camera and say, "Fix it, Jesus." You're selling her T-shirts.
I mean, but maybe he's trying to get some T-shirts of his own, because this is a real thing. I remember when I was younger, my mother, well, it wasn't my mom, it was my grandmother, because my mom wouldn't have did that. My grandmother forced that upon her. But this man came to our house, and just like that man was
personal stories
wiping the damn fucking fence, this man was around my house. I remember being in my bedroom. He came in my bedroom, took a candle above my door. I was like, what?
What y'all got up in your house? What kind of spirits and demons, honey?
We don't need to talk about that.
Rebuke.
That's on the other side of the family.
Right.
But we'll leave that one.
I mean, what was wrong with that, though? She said she was raised in church, and that this is something that clearly she was used to. So I think it's your own personal preference. I was raised in church. I never seen nothing like that.
And why is his name Apostle?
Apostle.
His name is Thaddeus.
His name is Thaddeus.
And he is an apostle.
But he's an apostle. a preacher of some sort.
I just don't agree with it. I just think it was too much. And Phaedra just, she's like so ghetto fabulous. She just puts on too much.
Oh, you tried it. She is not ghetto fabulous.
Yes, she does put on too much.
How is that? How is putting on
she
too much being ghetto fabulous?
She has security 1 minute. Then she has the pastor coming to do a seance.
Yo, her husband is going to jail. He came at her.
Thank you, Jesse.
With a like, and I know he wasn't going to do nothing with it, but it is just like, he might go psycho.
She's just extra.
Bitch, have you seen Snapped?
She has to. Have you seen? No, I love Snapped, but I just think that she's too extra.
She don't know. Because if she knew, she wouldn't be saying that. But listen, she's in Atlanta.
I may be on Snapped, so I don't have anything against Snapped, but I just feel like...
You want to come on this?
No, I'm just saying, I just feel like Phaedra just is not real.
I could really see you on Snapped.
Right. And be like, no, I didn't mean to kill him. No, but I just feel like she just puts on too much. I just think, I don't believe it. I can see right through it, and it's just really fake.
So you believe Apollo?
I don't believe Apollo.
She believes Kenya.
But I just, no, shut up. But I just don't think that Phaedra's in the clear, and she's putting on all of this to, like, foreshadow what she's actually done.
Go ahead, Jesse.
Also think of this, yo. You're on national television, like,
thank
and she's
you.
Been doing this. Like,
but it's not believable. That's
but
the thing.
It's not supposed to be. But okay, you seen the movie Gone Girl?
Yes.
All right. And
the did Ben Affleck do it? He didn't. But when he went on them damn cameras, he didn't give a fuck. He
come
was like,
now.
The bitch is fucking shady. The bitch is psycho. They just sit up here like, my husband is fucking psycho. He's a whore. He's psycho.
Come
he
on
fucking
now.
Is creating these things in
yes.
Kenya. And now he's trying to do it to me. I watched Gone Girl last night. That's
it's
why I'm
so
bringing
yeah,
this
yeah,
up.
Yeah,
I
read it. But this is the thing. She's also a pseudo celebrity in Atlanta. She is a pseudo celebrity, like, regardless of if she's reality or not. So, of course, she has to have more security than the average English.
No, I get it, but I'm just saying.
So I don't think that she's being ghetto. I don't think she's trying to be fabulous. She's just trying to protect herself because there could be crazy people running up on her.
I just
Apollo
don't.
And her
have.
Kids.
I
Apollo,
just
Apollo
don't
gonna
agree
have gun in the background trying to taser her ass. Like, you don't need that. Protect yourself. I'm Team Feifei. Keep going.
Yo, I forgot about Bun.
That's what I'm saying. He could be camouflaged again.
And you see how we just forget about Bun. Bun just be
that's
popping up.
That's what I'm
up.
Saying.
That's true, but I still don't believe in her.
All right.
Moving on. Fix it, Jesus.
So Phaedra goes and talks to Candy. They haven't seen each other in a long time. Phaedra's trying to avoid the Apollo situation and says that Apollo was violent and that he was going to burn the house down. He came at me with the drill. And she said, you know, and I don't want to have to embalm Apollo.
And, I mean, I was like, okay.
I mean, I feel that.
Keep going. I got you.
So Nene, she says Nene's been a really good friend to Phaedra, and Candy's skeptical about that. Now, here's my thing about that.
Candy's
I believe that,
jealous.
Yep. That's all it comes down to.
Candy, I'm sorry. Just
she's jealous of who?
Phaedra? Nene Phaedra. And Phaedra's relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Because Candy's going through her own thing, and Candy can't handle her friends, and, you know, without her getting any dick, she's just sitting in her home like...
trying to hold on to this piece of man. Exactly.
But she has all those vibrators. She should probably use those.
But she wants the real. When you have the real thing.
I don't know. I don't. I've never used a vibrator, so I don't know.
Me neither.
All right. Cynthia, Kenya, and Claudia meet up with each other for some wine tasting. I love the editors in this because they set everything up perfectly. So, this wine you guys are tasting is a South American wine, African wine.
Yeah.
Why the fuck is
everything
on this show tied
to
Africa?
Africa. Yeah.
Like, I get it's the motherland.
And
but maybe they're major
the
sponsors of the show.
What
is that? We need them. We need you guys to tune in to AfterBuzz TV. Give us five stars. Give us $5 million and support us.
Bitch, I'll take
it.
That
well,
Rolls Royce Porsche driver.
Right?
Nothing fine with that.
Shoot.
In exchange for...
I'll take her gold naked
I mean, I'll
mine.
Give you a hand job. I ain't sucking up dick.
Oh, my God!
I'll do it, too!
What? Sure.
Girl, bye.
I would not.
Yes, you would!
She's a lie.
You're a damn lie.
I don't know what that... Right, I don't know.
That's why I said I will...
I ain't trying to have a lifetime supply of herpes.
Girl, you put the yellow
gloves. I ain't trying to have a lifetime
put the
supply
yellow
glo- of
put the yellow crabs gloves
on. What?
Crabs in your eyelids.
Chlamydia.
I mean, but see, that's why
I don't. Syphilis.
That's why I won't fuck with nobody out this country, because I already know the disease
people
in this country.
Right.
I can imagine what they'd be adding out of
that's
here.
What
like,
I'm saying. Ain't nobody got
true.
Time
you're
for
right.
that.
Kenya talking about, I've never had fruit and cheese before.
Like, girl, but you want to say, I've been to Milan and I've been to Italy.
Portuguese
and
several times.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. Cynthia, are you paying? Yeah, Cynthia, are you paying?
No.
You know Cynthia just got her money woes together.
Hopefully.
So, Cynthia, messy as all hell.
Well, you know, I have some tea about that Phaedra situation.
Talking about, you know, Phaedra ain't talking to me. She's up Nene's ass. She ain't hanging out with Nene. Nene's calling her as a friend. Well, what are you doing?
Being messy.
Right.
Cynthia.
So she brings up the Mr. Chocolate text, and Kenya starts shaking.
Right.
All dramatic.
The spirit done got it out.
From the apostle, from Thaddeus.
Kenya's shaking. How do you call me a whore, but you're married doing the dirty with chocolate? Kenya starts crying. You don't get to call me a whore when you're out here gallivanting with Africans.
No, you're married and gallivanting.
Bye, Felicia. Like, I can't. What? I felt like they just paused real quick. She got some magazine and was like, tear. Mm-hmm. Yeah. sprinkle me. Okay, now, and go. Oh, I can't. And she hurt me.
They got water all on my face.
We know that you slept with a ball on. Something
bitch.
Happened. That's all I'm saying.
So we then move over to Cynthia talking to Peter about Kenya's reaction to hearing that. And Peter says, you know, these are really big allegations. Oh. You know, Cynthia says, well, you know, we don't know if it's true or not, but y'all are out here spilling all the business. Mm-hmm. Everybody's
like
fucking
business.
Like
it's a fact.
Peter Arena.
He was just like literally saying, guess what? No. He told Todd, too. Like, I thought he was about to say a real credible source.
It's tea time.
Right. And Todd's not even home to even tell Candy any. Todd doesn't even care.
We don't even know if Candy and Todd are actually speaking right now.
Right.
So why are you even inserting two people that have nothing to do with this whole story? You shouldn't even be running your lips,
Peter. And you were
Peter. Reading
it with your glasses on while you were driving. So you don't,
you didn't hit the trees.
You didn't see it. You didn't see, like, you don't have 1,000% facts that this is for real.
And I mean, here's the thing. Yeah, you know, I love me some gossip. I love me some barbecue. Cheese with some crackers, you know, some Ritz and some, you know what I mean, some tea.
I love
that. You know what I mean? We can sit at the kitchen table all day and talk and hear and all these fantasies. But the thing is you're listening to Apollo, who
that's sketchy already.
Found out, not even like it was like 2 years ago where you found out Apollo was lying about Kenya and maybe you could have forgotten that, but you just found out that Apollo created this whole thing between him and Kenya.
Air quotes, because I don't believe that. Air quotes.
You don't believe what?
That Apollo created this whole thing between he and Kenya.
Well, he came out to say.
Yeah, I got you.
He lied on top of a lie. Though.
Right, a lot, but there you go. So my thing is you guys are sitting here shocked. Oh my God. I can't believe Phaedra would do that.
And here's Claudia in the background. These hoes ain't
no, that wasn't that time. This is just when Cynthia and Peter were talking about it.
Oh, okay.
And then Peter talking about, you know, this has nothing to do with us. The fuck it don't get to do
but
with you.
Just
you fucking
your
Peter
lips.
Piper over here like, boo.
Right.
And bitch, we need to get you a seat on AfterBuzz TV, motherfucker.
Peter wants to be any way he can a part of the show.
Well, maybe we'll hold apples and bitch, you can come hold them fucking apples.
He can hold the peach seed.
That's all you were.
Thirsty.
We got this quick little clip of Kenya and Brandon in twerk class. I'm just like, Kenya, that was shade on
we
Brandon for your booty crack to be hanging out.
The producers are so wrong on that.
Her friend Brandon is wrong for that. If
He's
I was
not
in
looking
it,
down her crack.
If we was in a twerk class and y'all's was doing that and y'all's crack was showing, I'd be like, bitch.
Your crack is out.
But they kept showing it shady editors. Y'all kept showing that crack.
She wanted it. All right, let's get to this dinner.
Okay, finally.
So Candy wants everyone to have a cool dinner and just kick it. That's bullshit. And honestly, I hate to say it, but that's so fake. Wait, because we don't know. We don't know. Here I go. I'm going above and beyond.
Okay.
We don't know if Todd told Candy.
I'm assuming
no.
I think maybe.
No. I can't imagine Candy going to Phaedra's house
and not bringing
asking
it up because she's that kind of girl.
Yeah, she is. And she would find a way to, it's her friend. Like, right. If you have some news about your friend, I'm not about to set you up. And she wouldn't invite everyone
to a dinner.
That's true.
Yeah. No, Todd was too busy twerking off and spending her money with these hoes in L.A.
He was too busy thinking about Rihanna.
Or Portia.
Mm-hmm. Our Porsche.
So we get to the dinner and Porsche shows up looking cute. Candy showed up looking. Kenya showed up looking cute. Mm-hmm. Claudia showed up looking real cute. And Demetria, you done showed out, girl.
They didn't even show. Demetria, they barely good. Showed her.
Demetria looked really cute.
That's all I need to see in here, Demetria. I don't want.
So, but
she can stay on the show.
They never have her as a cast member.
That's fine. I don't want her.
But she's just a friend. She's just a homie. So she did her part.
Right. Mm. She's trying to have a career.
But I would say not one line.
Because they cut all her lines. Shade. Demetria, they shady. Where is
I was like, who is that girl sitting? Oh, that's Demetria.
She's cute.
So the food came out. Food looked good. Nene says, you know, I've just been studying for Broadway to make history.
Yes, Nene. Yes. Plug, plug, plug.
But she walked in like she was, like, had something to prove. Like,
Well, it's Nene.
It's Nene.
I know. How
else would she walk in with her head hung low? Like, oh, everybody knows me.
She walked, like, she walked in totally, like, on the defense.
Cause no. Have you been watching the seasons? I can't even talk.
I'm just surprised that they
of
all
course
came
she has to come
I'm surprised that
defense.
She came together.
They
with
need them
this.
Checks. You gotta go to get your check.
Oh, that's
so
true.
That's she going to work.
This is, I mean, for
so she gotta go like guarded. You ain't just gonna come in like beat me.
And no,
shut
talk
up.
About
no
me.
One's gonna be
I'll
like
accept
me.
It.
What?
No, they'll try to come
These
for her.
These bitches are gonna
they
come.
Try to come
they
for her. Will not ever be able to beat her.
Did you see Puerto Rico?
Yeah,
they will beat her up. They will never beat Nene.
We're
up.
Not
like,
physically
in reality,
saying beat her up. We're
no,
talking about
just,
a verbal
But they would
attack.
Never win. They would never win.
No English.
I mean, clearly, because obviously Nene don't give a fuck. Anyone that walk around with that damn fucking mop top hair.
Right.
I like Nene.
I love Nene.
I love Nene. But I just feel like don't walk in like that if you already know you're above all these girls.
What? She is protecting. You sound crazy. Everybody walked in with a shield on.
No, not
yes,
Nene.
They know
yes,
what this is.
Not
even
like Nene.
All these ratchet shows, they know what it is. They know they get
it's
called
to
meet at a place and they
that
know what's going to happen.
Fight night.
But she didn't. I just felt
look
like
at,
she walked in
look
different.
Look at Candy and Cynthia. They barely even touched. They sitting on opposite ends of the table. What are you talking about? That's coming in defensive. If that was really coming in cool, they would be like, oh, hey, boo. Sitting right next to each other, sipping wine and cocktails before everybody else got there.
Right. They was like, I'll sit in my seat.
What
and
is English watching? The Barney Show?
Bitch, PBS
like, I can't.
Over here. Like,
okay.
That's your life.
Okay. Reading Rainbow?
No, bitch, it's about to get Reading Rainbow, though.
Reads,
so,
reads.
They then asked Phaedra, what's been going on with you? Why would y'all ask that? Just been living. And that's all you need to know. Well, you know, my husband was incarcerated, and not that any of you bitches care because you talk shit about it, but you already know because
right.
you've made up how many allegations yourselves. Is that what you guys want? Is that the answer?
Yeah. Right. I'm stressed out. My kids lost their father. I have to figure out this thing by myself. I might not be practicing law anymore.
Well, she didn't have to say that.
That's but because I'm adding Cynthia, on. I'm adding on.
But you didn't have to because Cynthia said...
Honey.
What's Cynthia saying?
Well, you know... Peter told me that he had talked to Apollo.
Circle.
You know,
circle.
There was like, he said that he was going away and he was going to miss the kids. And
but
that
we
there
don't
might
have
been
to talk about
problem.
That.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about that, you know, because yeah. there was a lot more said, but I guess we're not putting that
we
on.
We won't put that on
and
the
And
do you
like my hair weave color? Like, I know I should have brushed it a little bit better because it's a little tangly in this shot, but like, get to the point, Cynthia.
Well, you know, I mean, I could put it on the table, but I mean, I guess it is what it is.
But, you know, I mean, since everyone in the group, you know, wants to keep it 100 and so real.
And they're calling each other hoes, you know.
I just, all I heard was wah, 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 wah.
The whore, what did she say? The whore, what did she say?
The whore karma, no, the whore, I don't know.
Whatever, but she's mad. She, Cynthia feels ways that people are being called whores. And
but who cares if you get called a whore? Like, everyone calls each other.
I think calling women whores is crazy. And she said, I think it's crazy because Peter heard that you're in a relationship with someone and saw the text. And then all of a sudden, Kenya gets involved and starts bringing up Mr. Chocolate and yada, yada.
Yeah, let's talk about being called a whore. I hear that you are having an affair with someone by
How
the name of Mr. Chocolate.
How dare you?
How dare you?
Exactly. You.
Exactly. You've been calling me a whore and you're around town with some African
That's
called
not
Mr.
Right.
Chocolate.
It's just like a flashback from when Nene called Peter a bitch, and then now here we are again. Like, Peter is the culprit every single time.
It's I like, told you he need that seed.
They need to be called the Real House Husbands of Atlanta.
No, because all the rest of the husbands ain't that messy.
Todd, Peter.
Todd doesn't
Apollo.
Care.
Todd's really, he's not that invested in
Todd
the woman's
Todd has so many
mess.
Side pieces. That was the first time I ever see Todd do a confessional.
You
I was,
said
it looks
Todd
so weird.
Has side pieces?
Yes.
I don't think so.
You know he does.
He's not going to mess up his check.
Girl, they're there.
No, I
you
think
so?
I think he fucked with scallywags.
Yeah, like girls that work at Foot Locker.
Oh.
You know, like, not no shade to Foot Locker, but you know, like those type of girls that just like want Jordans and stuff.
No, because so. he would have gotten the damn shoes for some discount than Tim's.
Yeah.
He fucked with bitches at like 24 Hour Fitness.
Right. Forever 21.
Right.
No. Right.
The one that's laughing?
Yeah.
I don't think that he's that shady. Yeah, I think, like I said previously, I think he has one pinky toe out and the rest of his faux toes, and because he has a little bit of a wondering eye, but I don't think he's
that. No, he
that,
looks very satisfied when he came home.
Someone's sucking on that pinky toe.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
I
he didn't have time to get a haircut.
Yet.
He was with somebody else with their bonnet on in their house, not caring about their pink bonnet. He didn't care.
I don't think so.
Girl,
you got to be fresh in your tin.
He
and
he's
going to go out
he's
to L.A.
He's married to $35 million. I'm going to be fresh, too.
Bitch,
I'm going to be fresh.
Well, that's fine. You can be fresh, but you're walking around here looking like a damn dirty Q-tip.
You and know. He's going to have a hoe. He has hoes. Todd has hoes. There's no other way
not.
To put it. You guys let us know if Todd has hoes.
Do y'all think Todd has
hoes? If you're one of Todd hoes, let us know. He has hoes.
No.
None of y'all shady-ass motherfucking kids.
No,
talking about I fuck Todd.
Yes, right.
I think he is committed. He's just very unhappy. He is not going to mess up what he has right
but
now.
But he
with
has
candy.
Needs.
That's
if he gets horny, he's going to have sex. It just is. He's a man.
He has candy. Who will do it every way?
But
your
he
way,
doesn't
sideways,
want candy.
Backwards.
Candy's
hey,
his homegirl.
I'm gonna bring it up again. You seen Gone Girl?
Right. Candy's his homegirl.
You read the book?
Right.
Because that's what I'm saying.
What show are you watching?
Candy wanted a pet. Candy wants a pet, and she wants someone who's going to do what she wants to do. Candy
and she's comfortable.
Is comfortable in Atlanta.
Yes.
And Todd is not that person.
Yeah.
This is why I said y'all should not fucking get married
exactly.
for only knowing each other for yep. months.
Y'all yep. acting like you know these fools.
We do.
Bitch,
we've been
you act like you're the priest who married
I
her.
I don't. But what I do know
and
is if it's coming
like
off like this
dress.
On TV,
we don't even
if
have
it's
to
fucked
do
up on TV
it's,
like this, what the fuck is
he's not
being
acting.
Edited?
He's not even putting on. He doesn't care at this point.
All Corinne is saying is she does not think that he is cheating. I think that he is committed. He's just unhappy, and we're seeing unhappiness. Thank you.
All right. So what me and English
so
are saying
are
is
unhappy,
that he has
wah,
wah, wah,
when
wah.
Men, okay, what man do you know is unhappy that's just going to sit around at home and not go have sex with some other girl?
Do you think that in marriages you're happy every day, all day?
Todd's
in a
never been happy, though. Todd's never
get
been
your
happy.
Life.
Todd,
girl, we
when,
a relationship.
When have you
bro.
Seen Todd happy?
That's why they're going to counseling next
but,
week.
But when have you
I
seen
can't.
When
bitch,
have you seen
he's
Todd
going to counseling
happy?
To get that check.
Exactly.
Make sure that check stays.
Exactly.
There.
That's why he's not cheating.
Girl,
he's keeping his coins.
Oh my gosh, I cannot believe you think this way.
Okay, well, girl, like, calm down. Let's talk about the dinner.
You want to fight?
It's about to get real.
Ding, ding, ding.
All right, so let's get back to the dinner.
Okay.
So Kenya starts getting rah-rah-rah, and Phaedra is at a point of no return. She's about to hit this bitch by the side of her head.
With her clutch back.
And, I mean, I get how that could look like, oop. Phaedra, what did we hit a nerve? But at the same time, her husband just went to jail. She has a lot of stress on her. And bitch, don't no one like you.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she's wanted to hit your ass several times. And in this moment, it was like you making
Cynthia
up some
Angola.
Ratty ass lie that you have no right to be making up because Miss Cynthia over here wanting to be fucking the New York Herald bitch.
Yeah.
Like,
she's trying to be
life.
like Claudia. Sit down, Cynthia.
I can't. So Phaedra goes outside, and then the nerve that these bitches come outside to walk
still
up to
talking.
Them.
You still talking.
I'm like, y'all
Kenya,
are 50
why
years
you still
old.
Still
like,
talking.
Please, this isn't Greece. Like, where do y'all meet? Need to meet me in the parking lot. Like, get your
this
fucking
This isn't
life.
Greece.
Nene calls Cynthia out saying she's messy, and Cynthia's just like,
She's just staring at her, like, very scared. Like, oh.
Kenya had to stand up. This is, don't put this on Cynthia.
But it
well,
is
she's
on
the
Cynthia.
One who brought it up.
Right.
You guys wouldn't have known.
God, I can't.
I can't either. It was just a lot of stress.
But I do like that Nene said Cynthia should be doing pageants at Walmart. Go back to doing that. Because she's the worst. She's the worst, like, pot stir. She doesn't know how to do it.
Look, but let's
Peter should take her spot.
Should. Yeah. We need to get him a dirty old wig, honey. Mm-hmm.
Honey,
dye that beard.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Nene got one somewhere. Yeah.
But, I mean, what did y'all think about when Portia was the one who actually jumped up to block Phaedra from hitting Kenya instead of Candy?
Okay, mm-hmm. I just feel
What's your take?
All right, here's the thing with that. I feel like Candy, it's that jealous friend situation. First of all, Candy wasn't sitting next to Phaedra.
Nah.
So Portia was. But also, Candy's in this situation. We don't know if Todd told her. So Candy's sitting there listening like, wait, what?
But if that's your girl, that's your girl.
It is your girl. But regardless. You guys also, she's in her little
but
jealous
way.
But
she did it so quick, and I don't think she would expect Phaedra to do that. You know what I mean? Like, no one would expect Phaedra to jump
and
up
that's
and
what
try.
I'm saying. I think
so
Candy
when she
was just
did
like,
it, can't, I think it was like more of a shock and Portia's been there. She's actually already hit Kenya before, so she's like, girl, don't do it. It's not worth it. I went to jail. You're going to go through the same drama, lawsuit, all that like I did. So at this point, don't do it.
And then Candy probably sitting there like, how does this bitch and this bitch know all your business? And I don't even know
and
that
I
you fucking Africa.
Right. It was more of like a shocker.
And I love the fact that Nene's like, or Phaedra, one of them, was talking about like, so everyone just got a fucking African prince? Like, why
right.
is it always an African
Ironic.
Prince? An African man? Yeah, like, what were you bitches all doing on the trip 3 years ago?
When
we all
went
just
to
fucking
Africa.
Africans out there?
When
like,
they
the
was
fuck?
In Anguilla, they was getting it down.
And Lillian's in fucking Puerto Rico. I mean, yeah. y'all just be out here. I mean,
Candy
damn.
Got Todd in Africa.
Fucking
he's not an African.
Red
but
boy
she got
USA.
Him. Right.
The fuck?
Ooh,
all right, on that
y'all
note.
Some 80. Okay.
All right, y'all. Krim must have went to church this week because she wanted to talk
Every
about
Sunday.
Whatever. Well, I don't know what happened this Hello. Sunday. That's different. Let's go to predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Right.
That is All not right. new. That's so old. But they only do that when we be doing the most, and apparently we must be doing the most.
Oh, okay.
Portia shades Candy to Phaedra, talking about, well, you know, I was sort of... Portia's stepping in, shading Candy to Phaedra. What are y'all thinking of that? Rightful conversation? Or
I think it was yeah. right.
A little
Coming
messy?
From the right person.
Okay.
Yeah. I appreciate it. I want to see the full version. I don't want clip notes. Bravo.
Yeah, because this week they really got us with that whole, like, would you marry me again? Da, 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 da.
I thought that was going to be bigger, and I thought the fight was going to be bigger.
Yeah.
And I was like, that was lackluster. I was mad.
I mean, I enjoyed it.
They chopped it and screwed it how they wanted it to
did,
be.
Did. Chopped
I think
screwed.
Because we missed a week, they had to keep us, like, holding on.
Okay.
Did we miss two weeks?
It seemed like it, but it was like one it. Week, yeah.
You know they gotta stretch it out.
You know. So then we get Candy and with Phaedra, and Nene's the moderator.
That's hilarious.
Probably not the best situation.
Right. That's horrible.
Wait, I thought that was Portia. Was that Phaedra? I thought it was Portia, Nene, and Candy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because Portia was on the side saying something, and then Nene said, well, we know that y'all ain't as close as you used to be.
Right.
Oh, I thought it was
Phaedra.
Yeah, I did too.
But that would make more sense to have Portia because that's a lot to be talking about to Phaedra. Like,
yeah.
y'all just really be out here just ruthless. Like, bitch, your man left.
Right.
Let me kill you.
Fucking rip your heart.
Let him come back.
But after the day, Phaedra's not really worried about Apollo.
No.
She's called him her helpmate. I lost my helpmate. I was like, what? I had to look it up. What does that mean? Like your housekeeper?
Her manny.
Right. And I think really at the end of the day, Phaedra's really scared if she's going to get in trouble because she was part of the whole scheme.
I don't believe that. Phaedra was not a part of the whole scheme. Okay.
Well, we
really?
Could argue
she
that.
She upholds the law because she is an attorney.
That. I mean, I don't know if she upholds. I don't know if she was a part of it, but we don't know that has not been entered into this edited storyline, so we ain't gonna
to say
talk
that
way.
It happened.
I read the book,
Phaedra.
Though.
It happened, and it said it in there, right?
I will not.
Girl,
she alluded.
You already know Phaedra's part of it.
With
the writer of the book alluded
please.
To the fact that
Phaedra,
Apollo, and herself
mm-hmm.
were a part
She's
of it.
She's trying to get a coin off of
but
Phaedra
of course.
Because Phaedra's on Real Housewives
that don't
of
mean
Atlanta.
It ain't true, though.
It's true.
But it don't mean it's
I
real
I refuse
either.
To believe
the Buzz you later, Chris.
All right, before we buzz you later, last topic. Cynthia tries cleaning it up with Phaedra, and Phaedra ain't having it.
I want to
Rightfully
say.
So. I'd be looking at this bitch like, first of all, why am I even here?
Right. And when I walk away, don't you shake your head either, or else I'll snatch that dirty, nasty wig off your head.
I will smack the Listerine out your mouth.
And Peter will gonna feel it. That
knock your gingivitis out your gums.
Right. I'll slap you till Peter turns white. Ain't nobody have time for that.
Slap you so hard, give you a motherfucking cat, bitch.
Come on, Decay.
All right. Bitch, call Crest. On that note, thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
And y'all can tweet me at JustSaying08 and on Instagram, JustSaying1908.
That's you guys so can find me on Instagram at Pink English as well as on Twitter, English Speak.
Till next week, same time, same place.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.